19. It's 5:30 p.m. We need to order. Start with the roll call, please.
Carolyn Gaber.
Here.
Tom Sibley.
Here.
Karen Humphries.
Here.
Scott Mason.
Here.
Mark Lennon.
Here. Okay, jump right into business at hand. Which one do you want to start with?
Well, just briefly, just about my evaluation. When we go to executive session tonight, I'll move all my stuff in there for us to take a look at. I didn't do that because if you notice, when I move everything in, it kind of blocks up the job box. It fills it up. So when we go to executive session, we can spend some time reviewing all that. But I've got some stuff ready for you a little bit later. Basically, letter B, Mr. Ryan, when we met earlier in the week, he asked that I kind of talk a little bit about what are some of the options for Marbury Elementary moving forward. I know we kind of chatted about this in the past, but I thought I'd just kind of give you just a real brief little highlight, and then if you guys had any questions or conversation, however you guys wanted to jump in, feel free. The procedures for disposition of land are in Ohio Revised Code 3313.41. That kind of outlines their procedures. So instead of kind of going through all that verbatim, just kind of snatch up a few of those topics and chat with you. One of the first things that the board could decide to do would be to do a lease deal. That would be the quickest way if the board decided to move forward with that property. You know, we would want to talk about a strategic partner, obviously. You know, sometimes school districts lease buildings to like educational service centers if they would have put like special ed units in there, or if somebody want to run a child care type of program. I mean, those are options that the board would have. Basically, after you guys said there's no educational value for us to keep it. Okay, and I kind of talked to you a couple months ago, I think, by now, on what my vision was, for example, on something that we could do with the property as well. So that's kind of the first aid, quickest thing the board could do. You know, we can work out a lease deal with some entity. The other one is you can just donate. And I think we've chatted about that before. When I was working down the street, we did that with one of the townships. And to be honest with you, donating is difficult, but it becomes easier if you donate to a political subdivision, i.e. a township. So let's say, hey, you guys say, hey, let's talk to Marlboro Township, let's talk to the trustees, bring them to the table. That could be something that could be worked out between the board and the township as far as donating the property. There's some procedures involved there, but do it to a township would be the cleanest and the easiest way if the board decided we want to donate that. Okay, so that's something that you can do as well. And then finally, I guess on the back end of that is the board could decide to sell. Once again, if you would sell it to certain political subdivisions, i.e. townships, you don't have to go through some of the protocol of having a notice and going through some of the auction rules. So I guess the theme of it is if you deal with your local township, things can be quicker and smoother, long story short, whichever one of those you decide to do. Remember me kind of talking about charter schools and community schools? If you decide to sell it, we kind of have to get that group of folks involved as well. And they would be responsible to do fair market value. And then one of the final things could be a public auction. And I'll be honest with you, when I talked to one of the attorneys about this, it's hard to do like a real estate value because schools aren't like real property. You know, it's not like the housing market where they're doing it all the time. And if you get this house for $200 here and I'm the neighbor, you know, you kind of get that. Schools going up for sale aren't real common. So just that process itself is difficult. You know, when I talked to the attorney, kind of led me through this. But at 30,000 feet, those are some of the options the board has moving forward. So with that property out there, Marlboro.
Does the charter schools have to be offered at first before a political subdivision?
My understanding is it depends on whether you lease, donate, or sell. Okay, like if you want to donate it, no. Community schools are out. But if you go into that selling portion, my understanding is they're in there now higher than the other pieces and parts of a township, for example.
Okay. It has to be offered at least.
Yeah, and as far as I'm aware, we don't have a community or charter school in our district, so that would be a neat point. I was concerned a little bit about the Good Shepherd School or Chapel, but we've talked to them, and they don't fit that definition, right?
They are not a charter school.
So So unless we're missing something, and obviously we would want to do some serious due diligence if we get to that point, make sure we don't miss anything, talk to ODE, but the conversations I've had, we don't have anybody that we're aware of.
Can you talk to, if we get involved in this consolidated building, say, a year from now?
Okay.
That ties our hands on what we can do with the building because we're using the OFCC money?
No, if we go into the OFCC project, remember, there's a bait demo money in there. Okay, so if we decide we don't like any of these options, we just want to knock it down to the ground and put some grass on and just call it a day, we would get, if we abate demo, there's money there to do that. If we don't abate demo, if we donate it, sell it, then we get 54% of those dollars back into that project. Okay? So basically it's
our money.
Yeah, our local share, because remember we're up to 54 now.
Right.
So, I mean, to be honest with you, if we don't abate demo and you can sell it or donate to somebody, it's really, you know, an advantage to us, because whatever dollars you make on the sale or donate it, you're also going to make through the OFCC as far as that 54% on the back.
Do you recall, off the top of your head, what the, it's a dollar, you remember the dollar amount?
It's a building and grounds. Sure.
Yeah, I'm gonna say it was, I think, $500,000 or $600,000 all in.
Yeah.
So, you know, just say it's 600. You know, 54% of that, you know, a little over 300 comes back to the district.
Right.
And is that money that comes back have to be spent on the new building?
It goes towards your project. Yeah, whatever
so
you want
could,
to do. You could upgrade something or do, you know, add on to it. You know, my biggest concern is always square feet. You know, I want to have as much square feet as you can. So you guys could decide to spend that money towards more square feet in the building or build a second gym, you know, cafeteria, you know, whatever you guys decide to do. Those are options you would have.
Right.
What's the time frame on making a decision?
There's no time frame at all.
What's your anticipated time frame?
Well, if we get into an OFCC project, then we'll roll into that time frame. You know, throughout that project, you guys are going to have to make a decision, you know, what you're going to do with it. But, you know, that could be 3 years down the road. You know, as far as what my recommendation was to do it, I mean, I'd like to have, you know, obviously maybe a year or two to bring that to fruition. If that's the place where you guys want to go.
What are you going to do with the building now?
Right now it just sits empty. We'll maintain it, you know, keep mowing grass, do all those things to it, have our custodians go through every now and then, make sure things are okay. But that's got to be its purpose until you guys decide how to move forward.
And what? Are you going to protect it from vandalism? I mean, is it still on the alarm system hooked to the police department, or how?
We have an alarm system. I'm not 100% sure. Chief Fair, is it hooked to Marlboro PD, the alarm system?
It's monitored by an alarm company.
That's not right to you, though.
No, it doesn't. No,
it's, we have, yeah, it's hooked to an alarm company.
But last I heard, the alarm wasn't functioning in disrepair.
Okay, I don't know that. Yeah. But it, that would remain the same as we're doing now.
So we're going to not repair the alarm, or we're going to repair the alarm?
I'll look into that. I'm not aware of that. Okay. I'll look into that. I'll talk to Randy tomorrow.
Well, I guess, does the board, any input, is there any time frame you guys want to look at down the road? You want to wait until next year, when this next money starts rolling in, we start getting serious about the consolidated building?
I think that makes the most sense. I don't know that we're pressed for any time frame to move forward. I think it's nice to know what options we have.
I mean, since we want to consider everything, because that's what you should do to make a decision, all the factors, I think that's smart too. But we want to do what's best for the the education of the students in our district.
Yeah, for some reason, OFC doesn't, you know, follow through, or we decide a year from now we're not doing it consolidated for whatever reason, then that changes what happens to the building. Obviously, if we're gonna demo it, we got the state money to help in that portion.
You do.
Have you had anybody approach you about the building, or there's no discussion other than that the HVAC?
That was my discussion, yeah, with you guys. But I had a gal email me about an interest in, I don't really remember her name. But I did get an email from somebody at Marlboro, said, hey, if that time comes, the board's looking to sell it, let me know.
Okay, anything else on that?
Yeah, just look over the agenda real quick before we go to executive session. I don't know if you guys had any questions or thoughts about the agenda. In my board update, I did tell you that we were looking at making some hires, and our hiring crews have been working like crazy this week to have meetings and make some recommendations to you. So basically, if you're looking like at page 7, you're getting into the personnel part. I told you under certified employment, number one, we have the resignation of our oil and gas person before he even got started. So I told you that was coming, that's there. And we have a good person to hire in his place under letter C. That was a name I did have for you last Friday. Ms. Chelsea is my recommendation. Really high-powered energy gal. He should go and do a great job in there for us. So I have that on the agenda, but other than that, I don't think there's any other things that we added. We still got some more jobs to fill, but we actually meet tomorrow, right, to talk a little bit more tomorrow, and then we'll go back at it next week. So, any questions you all have on anything in it?
I'll have to pull that.
Oh, that's right.
Email.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, yeah, good catch. Yeah, on page 12, Mr. Ryan's daughter-in-law is going to be assistant coach in force and track, I believe. So, Mr. Chadwick, if you'll remind me when we get there.
I got the note.
You got the note. Okay, pull that out. It should be good. Anything else? Okay.
All right.
We're going to go over to the science room. That's okay.
All right, then I'll call the participation.
Forms turn in, public participation.
Anybody fill out a form for public participation in this part of the meeting? Okay. All right. Good. Executive session?
Yes, sir.
All right. I recommend a motion to enter an executive session in accordance with ORC 12122 to discuss the appointment, employment, dismissal, and compensation of a public employee and to discuss pending or imminent court action.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion?
Just a question on pending and imminent court action. Do we have the board attorney will be here for executive session?
Tonight? Not that I'm aware.
Did we strike that since we're required to hire an attorney? I mean, we can go to executive session to discuss it with the attorney. They're not going to be on the phone or anything?
I'm sorry?
They won't be on the phone or anything?
No.
Won't be present?
No. No, I talked to Mary Jo. When I told her what we were going to debate tonight, that's the language that she's given the treasurer in the past. I don't know of anything different to that, Mr. Treasurer, is it?
No, that's my understanding of what you said. You can do that.
Yeah. I just want to overlook then the rights for the report system if you're in the process, or until at least on the phone.
We've discussed lawsuits, civil cases before without attorney present.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, we shouldn't have.
Ryan, are you aware of anything there that we got?
I'm not aware, but I'm gonna have to research.
Public body may be adjourned to executive session with the public body's attorney to discuss pending or imminent court action. So how are we gonna do that?
This is only with an attorney?
With, you may go into executive session.
You may.
With the public body's attorney to discuss pending or imminent court action.
Right. Yeah, I was gonna say is you may go into executive session with your attorney, but I don't think you're required not to have it.
We've discussed our cases without attorney before.
Is that how you understand? I mean, this is your forte, make sure.
Yeah, I mean, that's how I understand. I've been prior to where I've been prior to before we've done it.
Without the attorney?
Yeah, no, I know you can't have, I mean, there's some stipulations about, you know, you can't just have the attorney and talk about anything. It has to be related to that. Sometimes, you know, they just wanna go into exact and talk about other things, but. Yeah, I mean, I don't think Mary Jo would give us the okay if she didn't think it was okay. But I guess I can push her on that and see, you know.
Any more discussion?
Carolyn Gibb? Thomas Hipley?
Yes.
Karen Humphries?
Yes.
Scott Mason?
Yes.
Mark Ryan?
Yes. We got 5:47. We're gonna be in executive session probably for, what do you think, Joe, 45 minutes or so?
Yeah, I should do it.
About 45 minutes, and then we'll come out and adjourn the special meeting, and then we'll start the regular meeting at 7:00.